Here we are. Okay, Ralph Havens here with Leslie Plattner. And we both have some initials after our names, but it doesn't really matter right now, although it does sort of matter, because Leslie and I have devoted our lives, our adult lives, to healing, to helping people heal, to heal ourselves, and it's what we do. And this morning on our podcast, we decided to just do a healing thing, because, you know, I've just been seeing so many people on my different sites and, you know, Facebook and everything else, and even people I'm talking to, and people look pretty okay, but you start to just dive in just a little bit and they're really not okay. There's a lot of people that are suffering a lot. And so what we're going to do is an actual healing session. And what you could do if you like, is to walk around and see how you feel beforehand. And because you can see how your feet feel on the ground, you can see how your rib cage moves. You can see how your shoulders move and your neck and your back. And what Leslie and I are going to do is an actual healing session. And then we'll unpack it and talk about it and give you ways to use this on a daily basis and help yourself heal up. So before we start, as you're walking around and testing it, hey, Leslie, good to see you. Anything you want to say? I can introduce you more, but, you know, Leslie Plattner, longtime friend, colleague, healer, helps us out in our healing group, Atomic Success Secrets, and just basically is heals people up. Introduce yourself just a little bit while everybody's kind of getting ready.
Okay, so I'm Leslie, and thank goodness I met Ralph. We both have a long background of matrix energetics, which is so much fun, and that's how I connected with him on Facebook. And yes, I've been excited to be in the group that he started, the Atomic Success Secrets. It's an amazing group. And this healing that he's discovered recently, or taking classes in, is really takes you to an incredible healing space. It's quite amazing, and it can be explained scientifically with the nervous system and all that. So it helps people to believe in it, not just say this is airy-fairy, because it's very simple and very, like, you would wonder, how the heck does this work? But it seems to work. So, yeah, really good to be here.
Good. Well, let's get right to it. So hopefully you really did walk around and test things, because if something were to be done for you today and it changed, would you know it? Like, if you had knee pain and then you didn't have knee pain, if your shoulder was here and then it was here, if you felt a little taller, or if the light in the room looked a little differently, or if you were somehow a little happier, or an hour from now, if some unexpected miracles showed up, would you recognize it? Or would you just kind of pass it by and, like, oh, that's weird, or maybe not even notice it? So it's really cool to notice what you notice. In the words of Richard Bartlett, notice what you notice. Really, one of the most profound spiritual practices you can do is to notice what you notice in the moment. But with all that being said, Leslie and I are going to go do a session right now, and we're going to just do it. So I'm going to just I'm going to do it to myself and you guys. And then we'll do another one. I'm going to do it just like this. Now, it can seem incredible even to say this, even to ask, but what you might want to do is walk around and retest things and just notice what you notice and notice if something is different. Maybe it's subtle, maybe it's not so subtle. Check your range of motion. Check how you feel. Really notice how your feet feel on the ground. Notice how your ribs move. Notice your breathing is different. Check any kind of motions that you checked before. And then if you like, you could just keep noticing what's different over the next few minutes as we talk about this, and over the day, and just notice what's different. Even if it's kind of that kind of thing, like, well, it couldn't have been from that. My grandma just paid all my credit card bills unexpectedly. It's not from that, is it? Or, you know, somebody just offered you a job, or some kind of unexpected miracle of some sort came in. Your sister-in-law all of a sudden doesn't have a cyst problem in her belly. And you know, I got to use a disclaimer. This is just for educational purposes. We have to say these kind of things legally, you know. Your results may vary. No results are guaranteed. Seek out your own care for your own health. Take responsibility for yourself. But you might want to test things and just notice what you notice. And Leslie, can you talk a little bit about what matrix energetics or this instant miracle healing, this 3R technique, this you know the neuroanatomy and neurophysiology. You're come from a world. You're a nurse, retired. You're a registered nurse. You're a certified homeopath. You've got lots of ways you can talk about it. You know, as people are kind of hopefully testing how they feel and noticing what's different, and having a session right now. What would you say about this healing? It's so we just seem to do something so fast or not. Yeah.
Well, I think the thing that I loved about matrix energetics is that you're tapping into the myriad possibilities there are out there for you to have a different experience. Like, for some reason, we keep doing the same experience over and over and over again. And somehow people, you know, miraculously heal of cancer, tumors go away. How did that happen? What did the body figure out? Where did that information come from that it could start making healthy cells? And it doesn't take like time to connect to that possibility. And I don't know how to explain it other than that, except that if we open our minds and hearts to the possibility of having a new experience, it can happen instantly, and something shifts, like you. And then from that point, you go out and you notice, like you said, okay, so we tapped into a new possibility, and then our life will fall into place differently. So that's where you have to notice what you notice. And I don't know what else you wanted me to talk about, but
that's wonderful. Yeah, because my experience, you know, my first time, I would say, it was interesting. I remember the very first time I feel like I did something, and then somebody left without pain. And it took me 3 years as a physical therapist to get to the point where, wow, they came in pain. I did something and they left and they didn't have pain. And it seemed to be from what I did. For the first 3 years, I don't know if I was very effective at anything as a physical therapist. It was crazy. You know, I had all these things I supposedly learned in school and I was doing all this stuff. But because I was testing and then I'm doing something and then retesting, I got objective data that, oh, this time I tested, I did something, I retested, and their pain was gone. And so it's like I started down this road of test, do something, retest. And following that led me to things that looked really bizarre, you know, like didn't look scientific, you know, cranial sacral therapy and visceral manipulation and mechanical link. And then, of course, matrix energetics looks totally insane. But because it just looks impossibly simple and like it really can't be that simple and fast, can it? But what I was doing all along was testing people, my clients and friends and family and myself, and then doing something and then retesting stuff. Yeah. Like an arm or a shoulder or back. So you and I have both been doing that and getting data that, okay, this does work. Maybe we don't know the science. Maybe we can both talk about science that fits this paradigm. It's in the world of, it's beyond quantum physics, but it's in the world of the new physics. Recently, there was a Nobel Prize. Three different groups won the Nobel Prize in quantum physics that supposedly through mathematics prove that these principles are scientifically based. It's so it's like, you know, it's the things of Jesus, like, you know, your faith has healed you. Just instant healings. It's in spiritual traditions, it's in science, but bottom line is we've tested it. And so so that's the key for us. One of the things that happened to me was matrix, I'll just tell matrix energetics real quick, because that was the one that really was like totally went like, whoa, because it seems so out of I kind of thought magic was real, but it wasn't until that first week of those classes that I realized it. When Jen and I left the class and we both felt a little drunk, a little happy, a little funny. And we're like, well, this is interesting. Let's see what happens. But we went back to the clinic and a lot of stuff happened very fast. So healing. So yeah, anything else you want to say about to help people unpack this idea that maybe something just happened for them?
Yeah. So my background isn't so much like yours of the physical. You know, like you would have somebody come in and you're a physical therapist and you would be dealing with specific pain. And with my background as a homeopath, I was looking at all the symptoms, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. And what I've noticed and what I love is the ability to be joyful. Like, I've had people come in who have horrendous backgrounds. Maybe they've gone through a rape, or maybe they had horrible childhood events, or, you know, they're going through a divorce, or they come in and they're suicidal and, you know, they're jumping off my table threatening to kill themselves, or, you know, like, to me, the miracles are on that level, that people actually find happiness and they feel calmer and more purposeful. They recognize the gifts that come out of all of the deep trauma and difficulties, losing their businesses or whatever it might be, a child dying. Or so to me, using this, all of these techniques, it really opens the door. Like, from the session, people may go out and they find the right book, or they hear something on the radio, or they notice, oh my gosh, I have so much more energy, or I'm sleeping better, or the pain does decrease. And their life just has so many more options for joy and contentment and having a purpose and really taking the gifts that come out of the tests and difficulties that we have. And so that's more my focus. But I do notice, like, as soon as you did that little thing that you did that looks like nothing, my whole neck and back that were really tight, they just loosened up. So I know that happened.
Yeah. And, you know, when I was doing this just a while back, a few weeks ago, with my wife, Jen, she loosened up physically a lot and she felt really good. I even joked to her, man, I better like work on myself a little bit. You're going to get taller than me, because she was getting taller. And then a few days later, some sadness came up, and it wasn't related to anything that happened, but it was like deep stuff in here. So as she loosened up her rib cage and shoulders and lungs, this stuff came out, and then it cleared. And so it's like, yeah, the going through the physical body can clear some of this mental, emotional, spiritual pain, and going through the mental, emotional, spiritual part of it all can make somebody lighter and have a physical healing too.
Well, and it's all connected with the body. That's what's so incredible. Yeah. All the emotions are connected with the body. So when you find where the body is holding it, and you work with that place, or you just touch that place, it allows this unfoldment. So I am working with the body. I'm not just working with the mind and talking. I'm working with the body, but to remove, you said, like, sadness. And then you see that the body releases what it's been holding. It's pretty miraculous. It's very miraculous.
Yeah. I'm going to put your link in here for our group, because one thing I noticed, let me just do it first, is, you know, there was times in my life when I was having a hard time finding that inner smile, you know, through some really, really, really tough times. And but I think it is important to have somehow touch that inner smile in some way, because if you can't touch that, I don't know how much we can help you except by giving you experience of this inner smile. And then it could be maybe a choice. But that is a very key thing. I put our link in there to our group, because we do the healing daily in our group. You know, you and I have one-on-one healing sessions. Of course, reach out to us if you guys want. But what I'm talking about right now is we have this thing that we did over the past couple of years, where we people can have a healing session 5 days a week, and some of it can look very mystical like this or spiritual, but we don't want to miss anything. So some of it can be just need a different habit. You know, if you're putting pollution in your body, it's good to not put pollution in your body. Some of it could be food or water or chemicals of some sort. And so we don't want to miss that. And some of it might be some other lifestyle things or some self-treatment things, or we both have a lot of skills. But ultimately, I think, can you talk a little bit about the homeopathic way of thinking? Because I think it fits well with the matrix energetics and this way of where we just touch one thing and perhaps people had a big experience or a different experience. The idea of like information, or I like to say sometimes what somebody's protecting themselves from. But when you find it, and I'm going to show people how we're going to do this thing again for them, and then finish this up. But the idea, like, well, the information that you touch or how you did.
So,
and I'm going to close this window.
It's interesting when we have conflict over something, we will definitely have, we won't be able to achieve our goals, and we'll have some sort of pain or discomfort. And, you know, so when you go to the place where that conflict is felt in the body and just be with it, and do that just light touch, it stimulates the brain and somehow allows us, however the nervous system and the thalamus, you know, the seat of consciousness, and however that actually the spirit and the body work together, somehow we're able to open up to these new possibilities, and we feel the pain or the tension decreasing. And those places where we've been holding conflict, it's like all of a sudden we have a new way of viewing it, viewing life or viewing where we are or changing the way what values we have so they can be in alignment with each other and we don't have that inner conflict. And then the body knows how to release all the pain and tension, and we get these ahas and miracles can happen, doors can open, and it's so much fun. And we do get to that place where we're working in the group where you're just like, oh my gosh, we just got into this incredible space where somehow you might not even hear it or know what it is, but you feel that there's truth, like you've just accessed truth. And when you get to that point, everything kind of falls into place, and it's not a long and arduous journey. It's just this light touch and awareness and being willing. It's so much fun. I don't know if I answered your question, but
I think you that's did. What I- yeah. So to finish this up, let's both just do this again for people. So and if you like, you can instead of trying to teach them something where they have to try to think about it, let's just do it, give them an experience, and let's just touch that now. So it's already done. And the reason we hang out like this is because it's just fun for us to hang out in this space, because it just feels really good.
Yeah, so, you can feel it unfolding. It's kind of amazing.
It's amazing. And then it's and what you can do, if you like, is to notice what you notice. Notice what's different with your walking right now, with your shoulders, with your rib cage, how tall you look, how the light in the room looks, how you feel. Notice what's different. And then throughout the day, notice what's different. If you, you can send us a message if you're seeing this on Facebook, or I'm going to see if I can put this everywhere else, our YouTube and Rumble and Anchor podcasts. And then Leslie's link is right there to join in our group if you like, and join us, and we'll show you how to do this. We'll do it with you. You'll practice it, and we'll make sure we're using anything else that's needed to help you get your health back, so you can get your life back, and do what you're here to do. So Leslie, thanks a lot. So good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for pursuing your purpose, your heart's desire to be of service and heal the world.
Thank you, Leslie. You too. Yeah. Isn't it wild? It's just wild. It's just wild. Okay. So I'm gonna click this off, and then I'm hopefully have a link. It's a new platform for us, Riverside, and we'll see how we share it all. I'm going to click stop, and I think Leslie still can stay on.